27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
November is Aviation History Month. A good time to dust off your sick bag collection and remember the world's first airline passenger who once said, "I have not yet begun to throw up that rotten lunch you just served me."
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A shooting at a Southern California high school leaves two teenage students dead, several others injured. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying it's a tough day for the city of Santa Clarita and Saugus High School.
I hate to have Saugus be added to the names of Columbine, Parkland, Sandy Hook, but it's a reality that affects us all throughout the nation, something we're going to have to deal with.
The sheriff says the 16-year-old suspect fired at five students before shooting himself in the head. He's hospitalized in grave condition. The El Paso, Texas Walmart, where a gunman killed 22 people 3 months ago, reopened today. The shopper says it's an important day for the community.
Definitely a sign of El Paso's strong, El Paso's resilience, El Paso's love for this Walmart.
That store has been equipped with new rooftop security cameras and parking lot fencing has been removed. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Rich Dennison, you didn't put the part in about California's tough gun laws.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Where's the cheese whiz?
And set your turkey free.
Summer's free.
Do we come today?
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Yeah, that turkey can suck.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We are preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Of all the montages we have.
That's a good one.
That are that's my favorite. But we can only use it at this time of the year.
If you're a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, you got to love that.
2 weeks from today. Sometime this hour, I try not to miss any documentary on JFK.
I know.
And I remain open to all possibilities and ideas. And there's been a couple I've watched recently. I don't know if you've seen them, but I'd like to kick them around and run some of the theories by.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick example. The one I saw today, I don't know how I missed it. It's been around for a while. They had digitalized the Zapruder film, but also some of the other home movies that were made that I had never seen.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And one camera inadvertently caught the book depository with a silhouette in the window.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen that before.
Wow.
There's a black and white picture shows a man of color, a black guy, and a white guy spotting for him, standing in the windows.
Those two actually were in the window below Oswald, if this documentary was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
A black man and a white man.
Fifth floor, right?
Fifth floor,
yep.
Right underneath Oswald,
mm-hmm.
and in such a position they could hear the cartridges falling
when
to
they
the floor.
When they ping out, yeah.
And it also makes the assertion, this one did, that Oswald hit the streetlight with a shot that ricocheted and hit that guy, Teg, who
That's
was
right.
the only other person that was wounded that day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, changed positions. That's why there's a slightly longer gap between the first and second than the second and third. All that made sense. But I have another one involving a former CIA guy I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay.
Because this impeachment thing is total bullshit.
It is.
Okay. I just want to repeat that in a calm voice. And
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's true.
Oh, my God. You know what I watched yesterday? This is so funny. I was at Baumhauer's last night, and I was just checking some of the Facebook stuff coming in. And it's a little kid on a boat with some grown men who are fishing. And this kid gets a nibble, and the camera follows out to his pole, the tip of his pole in the line, and they reel in this catfish, big catfish. So they pull the catfish out of the water, and they're looking down the catfish's throat, and there's something in there, and it's an envelope. They take the envelope out, open the envelope, and there's a slip of paper in the envelope, and then they show to the camera, Epstein didn't kill himself.
I love it.
It's coming up in so many unique ways.
We're not as stupid as they think we are.
I read another great article. I'm trying not to get too political on Facebook, but it really hammered home the point that the people in Washington really don't know their constituents. The question, the most recent event that brings this to mind is Jeff Sessions' announcement to run for his old seat.
Mm-hmm.
I love the man. Love the man. But you know what? Donald Trump is more popular in Alabama than he is right now for one reason. And that's the way that whole relationship started out. But somebody must say, oh, this is a slam dunk. No, it's not.
You screwed up.
In the first polling, he got 36%. In 2014, he was in the 70s, and nobody even bothered to run against him. It would have been a total waste of time and money.
Yeah, it was a done deal.
And I honestly believe that one reason he feels that way is because part of him is still stuck in D.C., where he was the conservative stanchion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had an opportunity with Donald Trump to make a major, major change to bring this country back to where it was supposed to be, and he blew it.
With the rule of law. I mean, immigration.
Yep, he blew it.
And this garbage, the fact that the Democrats are trying our president on hearsay evidence. You can't convict a shoplifter with hearsay evidence, but you're going to remove the president with it. I can't believe the insanity of it all. It's beyond my comprehension.
If they remove, and we talked about this last night, if they remove a duly elected sitting president, there will be a civil war in this country.
Mm-hmm. Except this time it won't be cultural.
No.
Because they'll try and do all the other harebrained stuff.
Oh, it's Katie bar the door if they get him out.
Here's an idea that's worth consideration from listener David Brewer. I have some ideas that will make buying your car tag a good experience. Instead of walking in, getting a number, and sitting for 2 hours looking at the back of someone's head while waiting for your turn, how about the Probate Bar and Grill? Walk in, get a number, and hang out in the Probate Bar and Grill. They serve good food, good drinks, large screen TVs to watch your favorite team, live entertainment, karaoke on Fridays after lunch. Customers will be happy. The city will make more tax money. Win, win, win for everyone.
That's a great idea. Have you been to the probate office lately?
No.
They rock and roll now. I mean, you sit there and they're immediately calling numbers. You don't sit there long.
We have to give Stephen Reed credit for that.
Yes. It's rocking and rolling. They've done a great job. I was very impressed.
I never go to Atlanta Highway, but that's years ago. Yeah. I go to the one off, it's on McGee Road.
Yeah.
There's never anybody there.
You know, along that same line, back in the day, I used to have an idea they should open a strip club in the airports and call it the cockpit, and they'd make all kind of money in there, because what else are you going to do when you're waiting on your flight?
There was a restaurant kind of like that in West Palm called the 94th Aero Squadron, and it had pictures and memorabilia, actual memorabilia, mm-hmm. that celebrated the aviation heroes of World War I.
Awesome.
And you could sit and listen at your table to the control tower.
Oh, wow.
My dad, I used to take my dad there every time he was in town, and one night we're sitting there at 6, just before 6 o'clock, we're finishing up, and I hear, so-and-so, we have an emergency in progress, all flights, hold your positions.
Hmm.
So it's an emergency landing. So we're looking out the window, and sure enough, a small plane, single-engine plane, comes in and doesn't crash. His left landing gear collapses, and he spins around on the tip of his tail. I'd never seen...
No foam or anything? Put any foam or anything out?
I guess fire trucks were there quickly, but no fire erupted, the pilot was okay.
Good.
So, wow, what a bonus piece of entertainment. WIOD was the local news station, so when we got in the car to leave, I said, let's put on IOD and see if they've got anything. That was the first story. An emergency landing just now at Fort Lauderdale's Executive Airport. Yeah, that was pretty weird. So I like your idea, David. That's very cool.
It is a great idea.
Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's has some great ideas in flooring. I wanted to remind you that Jeff Mallinson, they just acquired the inventory from a closing store, so there are items available in there under a true wholesale price.
Wow.
Seriously, pennies on the dollar, and they can turn around and pass those savings on to you to redo them. Lots and lots of remnants in that collection. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969.
Wow.
Traffic at 5:14.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We got a bunch of accidents, so buckle in and hang on. Eastern Boulevard near Carmichael, accident there. Northeastern Boulevard in front of Adams Motorsports, an accident there causing a backup. Chantilly Parkway just before I-85, use caution there. We have an accident at Arma and Decatur that is causing a backup on Hall, McDonough, Lawrence Perry, South Court. It is backed up on the exit ramp off I-85 now. If you're merging 65 to 85, that ramp's going to be right in front of you after you make the merge. Use caution there. 85 to northbound 65, backed up there. 65 northbound, backed up on the River Bridge past the Northern Boulevard and slow travel up to Cobbs Ford. It's a mess everywhere. Slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's Big Lot, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
5:15, we welcome Nate to the phone. Nate, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello. Yes, what's up?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's everybody doing?
All right.
Dude, how are you?
I'm well. So, did you hear Nancy Pelosi's little diatribe this morning?
No.
Well, she was discussing how they don't have, they probably are not going to go forward with an actual impeachment, and that the president is still able to submit exculpatory evidence on his behalf.
Yeah.
And then she proceeds to explain what exculpatory evidence is. And I'm thinking, what better way to show that you are out of touch with people, that you think you have to talk down to them and explain things to them? And it just shows the contempt and elitism that they have for the general public.
Well said. You're right, Nate.
All right, well,
it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi.
Well,
she'd go back to being Miss Oil Can 1955. Yeah, that was the job she was cut out to be.
I truly believe the only reason they're doing it is it's free press for the upcoming election.
No, they're doing it because they don't have anybody that can beat him next year.
Right.
It goes back to Clinton's theme, which was it's the pocketbook, stupid. The pocketbook of America has never been in better shape. So, I think at some level, they want people to think, if we make him go away, maybe they'll shut up. And then we'll install somebody like Pete Buttigieg or somebody else who's like off the deep end, and then we'll really pay. And there may not be a coming back from that. They should not do this. They are risking the peace and harmony in our country. Never mind foreign wars. We'll have one here if they follow through. Thanks for the call, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nate.
Here's your local news. By the way, why did Governor Ivey make that appointment? Was somebody
that does? That's the same thing Rosie asked.
That's on her staff. They didn't.
And that shooting in California, I'll remind you again, who's got the toughest gun laws of all 57 states? California. What city has the toughest gun laws anywhere in America? Chicago. And where are they shooting the hell out of each other?
Chicago.
Both of those places.
Yeah.
Case closed.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. If you haven't heard yet, Hyundai will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. The $410 million expansion project will create at least 200 jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs area-wide. Governor Ivey announced this morning that Brigadier General Ed Kroll will not serve as Montgomery County's next probate judge. According to the governor's office, General Kroll is unqualified to serve due to the age required under the state's constitution. General Kroll said while he does not meet the requirements, it was an honor to be selected for the position. And Selma City officials say there are 6 candidates for police chief. They hope to cut that number down in half during the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce forecast here. This on and off rain will continue, in fact, becoming a little bit more concentrated later tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, there could be some leftover rain in the morning during morning commute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, high temperature barely up to 50, and then falling to the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend looks better, brighter, sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. Third nice weekend in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's right. This is for those who haven't adjusted to the time change yet. Oh, wait a minute. That was back and I'm sorry.
Shut up, dummy.
Whoa, watch it, pervert. You
gotta have this thing is nuts, man. If you wanna
be with me. Screw off.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
This town needs an enema.
You gotta have something.
I kill you.
If you wanna be with me.
A lot of people are gonna find you annoying.
Hum.
Rachel.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Bite me.
Cause that's easy.
Bad.
It's too cold for me.
I'm sick of this.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
you.
He's a tool. It's too low to
see. I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Hysterical!
Bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
Nothing from nothing leaves. You are a meathead. And I'm
not. Let's get nuts! Leave
you me. Roy!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No!
In the war of poverty.
You dumbbells! Yes.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Need some wood?
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Ooh, big hug.
That's when you guys are supposed to cheer.
Hoo-ah! That's
it, I'm out of here.
They say can't hang.
You guys suck. If you
wanna be with me. This is so stupid.
Nothing from nothing.
Shake those maracas. You gotta have
if you wanna be with me.
Well, you better take a look at this radar.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wang.
Since we saw Wang.
Show us balls!
And there you go. The roll call gets better.
And Leon's getting larger.
That was great, Greg.
That
was good. The paradox between, I'm not going to hurt you, and the whack, whack, whack. That was great. Sam Kinison was great.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, this is about... This is about Ibrahim, not to bring up bad news. Let's see. Ibrahim Yazid is receiving death threats from other jail inmates, his attorney alleges. And he needs his bond reduced? F off.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many times do we need to let him out so he can kill somebody? Or make somebody disappear or vanish? This piece of crap needs to... He's behind bars. He needs to spend the rest of his life there.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, the roll call... results are very impressive. Mikey V, 9.5.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Chuck, 9.8. 9.8. And I didn't really plan it. It just happened spontaneously.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen, for those nice grades. Sounds like Rosie has a traffic update, so let me get everybody's attention the right way.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Atlanta Highway in the right lane headed east. About 5 cars involved in a traffic accident right past the Dairy Queen.
Oh, no. Well,
yes.
I hate to tell my the amazing Chandra this, but I'm not. There'll be no strip basket from Dairy Queen tonight.
Oh, well, it may be cleared up by the time you leave, Greg.
That's often the case, but... I'll double check back with the skipper a little bit later.
Skipper.
Chris.
Hey, 9.8, Cheese Whiz.
Yay!
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, right. Mm. All of those things. Thank you for the fine grade. Our buddy from Down Under, Richard Taylor, gave me a 9.9.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
High praise indeed.
What I would like to know, though, and you can let me know this with a phone call or a Facebook message or whatever, if you liked the roll call this hour, you know, after 5 instead of 4, we were busy with the conundrum. I didn't want to interrupt. We had so much momentum with
that. It was
a
good one.
And guess what? There'll be another afternoon conundrum tomorrow. Thanks so much for the call. 525.
Thanks for the call.
Hi, who's this?
It's Chad.
Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Yes.
That's
I'm giving you a 9.6 on that one.
I will take it.
Hey, did you notice what was missing from the news today?
The truth?
No. Any talk about impeachment, really. I mean, not a whole lot of review of the testimony today.
You know the law better than I do, but you cannot remove a president because of gossip, which is
that's
this
right.
is.
You're saying.
Yeah, if you could, John F. Kennedy would have been removed.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
And lots of gossip on him.
Mm-hmm.
He just blew his brains out.
And Bill Clinton as well.
That's right.
Only he had the stupidity to lie about it under oath in front of a federal judge and to ask other people to lie under oath in front of a federal judge. That's why he got impeached.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling that, I don't know if they were told to lie, but I think they were coached, these people that have been called into this bogus hearing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, these guys rehearsed. You know, they read from their speeches. They didn't write those things.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, and you could tell that they really didn't know what they were writing or what they were reading, because when they got asked questions that were off script, they're like humming a humming a humming a humming.
Yeah, the old AOC. Yeah.
Right.
Humming a humming a humming a humming.
Yeah, old AOC. God, man, I tell you what.
She admitted it. Yeah, that this is nothing more than us trying to get rid of Trump, so we want.
Oh. Did you hear what the document dump on Tlaib just a little while ago?
Yeah.
Using campaign funds to pay personal expenses.
Oh, there's so much crap on her and the other one from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, who's married to her brother, her father, and some other relatives.
They got emails between her and her chief of staff where she's getting a $2,000 a week stipend to pay for living.
Will anything get done? Will anything ever get done?
That's the question.
Of course, she says it was unintentional. I'm you know, that's the problem, is that, you know, there are actually laws about this.
Well, there's probably a lot of things at the Mall of Somalia she wants to go buy.
Well, let me tell you something.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
The Mall of the Americas is now a Muslim stronghold.
Great. Fantastic.
That's all. No kidding.
I mean, we're not talking about Muslim Americans who are westernized. It looks like Baghdad outdoor market now, except it's got a roof over it.
We're talking Turkestan.
And I'm sorry, you don't feel welcome in that place.
I tell you what. I think that the press was probably upset today about that shooting, that it wasn't a typical white guy that did it.
Yeah, lone gunman, white guy.
Well, even worse, it happened in California where they have strict gun laws. How those
work out?
Right,
I mean, the strictest gun laws, and it's an Asian guy, Asian kid, who apparently, you know, is another disaffected kid. You know, this is the problem. Let me just make a serious point for a minute.
Yeah, we got about one minute.
These young guys that are shooting people up, the problem is most of these people have mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these young men are being emasculated in schools. Not, you know, they're being bullied. They're being told, don't act like a man. You got to, you know, act like anything but a man. You know, and they basically, this is a cry for help. Unfortunately, they just lash out. Eventually, they get crapped on. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, look at the profile on this kid, other than the fact that he's Asian, he's going to fit the same profile as these other guys. They are disaffected, alienated young men, you know, and they're being told that you don't count in society anymore. And that has results. You know, that causes problems eventually.
That's all Democrats do, is cause problems and then run against them.
All right, my friend. You guys take care. Have a good one.
Right, thank you.
Traffic looks like it's horrendous. Here's the latest.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, where to begin? I-65-85 interchange. It is just slammed. 65 north and southbound onto 85 is moving at a crawl, and it's going to be that way until you get up to near Jackson Hospital. Arba Street, the first exit as you go from 65 northbound to 85, right around that curb right there, is backed up to the interstate. We had an accident on Arba earlier. 85 to 65 northbound is a crawl, and 65 northbound out of downtown across the River Bridge is really backed up. And then we got all these other accidents. New one, US 31 at Hyundai Boulevard, the second one there today. Perry Hill at Carmichael. We had one Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael also. That one could be about out of the way now. Northeast Boulevard at Adams Motorsports in Sunshine Village. Right out in there, we got one. Chantilly Parkway just before I-85. And to put the cherry on top, it's raining. Drive carefully, all right? If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made. That the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know whose turn it is to talk? You, sir, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime about Adams Motorsports. Christmas, 41 days away.
Unreal. Well, you know, it's like every year we start talking about layaway sometime in, I don't know, July. And then August gets here, and boom, here we go. Loaded up with layaways. Cool thing is, we'll keep your purchase in the warehouse good and protected. And when Christmas gets here, you can be the hero. Deliver it with a big red bow. We got everything on sale. Big rebates, super low interest rates. And we're doing something really special right now. We worked out a deal with one of the gun suppliers here in town. We're combining horsepower and firepower. When you buy a new Polaris Razor or Ranger, you will get a Sig Sauer pistol free. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. We decided to do this past month. So we got this thing going on, which is really cool. We got brand new products coming out from Kawasaki, Suzuki. Suzuki's redone the V-Strom. Kawasaki's got a couple more new bikes coming out. I mean, it's just a great time of year right now. Plus, they're matching. Everybody's got rebates, the cool thing. Kawasaki, if you're a military, if you're a soldier or you're retired, you get an extra $250 on top of all the other rebates, an extra $250 off, which is cool. Polaris, like I said, we're doing the gun thing. Suzuki right now has got new products coming out, and they've got up to or as low as 0% financing, or you get a free pipe or get money. I mean, there's so much stuff to talk about, Greg. It would take me 2 hours to go through everything, but trust me, now's a great time to buy.
We appreciate it, Terry, and you can make that Christmas special. Start out at AdamsMotorsports.com, get a credit app in for those super low interest rates, and they're very friendly, consumer-friendly, because it's the manufacturer's money and not some stuffy bank.
That's right.
And then go see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at ACLE. And again, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com, where you'll also find some great pre-owned inventory.
Yep.
Excellent service department there to support your purchase, too. At 5:33, we have your local news coming up. Rich's forecast, and again, it'll be raining light to moderately way into the evening tonight. It just extends all the way back. Wow. From Mississippi into Louisiana.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings. Early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dry extra. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Great radio show planned for you today.
Relaxing, laughing, talking. You talk to excess.
You think this is some kind of game?
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last, gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced this morning that Brigadier General Ed Kroll will not serve as Montgomery County's next probate judge. According to the governor's office, General Kroll is unqualified to serve due to the age required under the state's constitution. General Kroll said while he does not meet the requirements, it was an honor to be selected for the position. If you haven't heard yet, Hyundai will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. The $410 million expansion project will create at least 200 jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs area-wide. And Selma City officials say there are 6 candidates for police chief. They hope to cut that number down in half during the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce forecast here. This on and off rain will continue. In fact, becoming a little bit more concentrated later tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, there could be some leftover rain in the morning during morning commute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, high temperature barely up to 50, and then falling to the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend looks better, brighter, sunshine, low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. Third nice weekend in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, guess what? Our radio station is right behind the only part of the traffic landscape that's moving smoothly, 85 between Perry Hill and the Boulevard. Otherwise, sure. It sounds bad out there. Connie.
Hi. I got two things I want to bring out. First of all, Trump has a rally tonight in Louisiana. But before that, he was kind of late leaving because he met with A.G. Barr and the lawyer.
Durham?
Cipollone. I don't know who he is. He's a White House counsel. Anyway. Okay. And after that meeting, he met with his press secretary, deputy press secretary, and Nick Mulvaney. I don't know what that means. But anyway, secondly, Joey had a great show this morning, and he went into all this about the Ukraine. And if you want to know what this impeachment thing and all this is about with the Ukraine, you need to do some research because this crap that's been going on between the Ukraine and the U.S. Since Obama, guess what? And it's tied into Soros.
Yep.
And Terry, that's going to be a good topic for you to hit Saturday night.
Absolutely.
And if you go to John Solomon Reports, because Joey read that this morning, that article about all this. So, really good thing to go into. People need to know exactly what's happening and why it's happening.
You got it.
Thank you, Connie.
Yeah, we've been pretty much connecting the dots between Soros and I believe he's underwriting a good deal of the media that hasn't gone
absolutely
out of business.
Why is this man not arrested?
Good question. Good question. Somebody that wealthy probably has legal people to protect him from indictment or arrest. I don't know. Or a way to excuse the garbage he does.
Yeah.
But I want you to go to dbdailyupdate.com and read David's blog. He just posted it. We'll get into it after we check traffic. Oh, and Barney is going to explain where turkeys come from.
Oh, cool.
It's a question that's on all of our minds at this time of the year.
Always.
Yeah, you'll notice what happens. Every time the Democrats run another debacle out in the country, people start getting shot.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, here we go. I-65, 85 at the interchange. No matter where you're exiting or entering that, it is a parking lot. It is a slow go, 65 to 85, 85 to 65, north or southbound. Just a mess. And we got a whole bunch of other accidents as well, like Perry Hill at Carmichael. Also, U.S. 31 at Hyundai Boulevard, Chantilly Parkway, just before I-85. We have two accidents now on the Northeast Boulevard near Sunshine Village, out there near Adams Motorsports, right back-to-back. It's a mess out there. Everywhere traffic is very heavy, and the cherry on top, it's raining. Try to be careful out there. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we have a couple of callers. We can get to Larry. Good afternoon.
No, he's out of town.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Everything is good. Since I'm not talking about impeachment and all that crap, I don't feel like blowing my brains out. So what else is new?
I understand. Well, actually, I was going to kind of talk about the impeachment because it appears that it doesn't matter if there's substance or not. We're going to just press forward with it.
Of course.
So with that said, since it's going to be an ongoing saga, it appears, I thought it might be interesting if we maybe gave it a theme song every time we were doing updates. And if that's something you might be interested in, I'd like to propose an old REO Speedwagon song. I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. You were messing around.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Rosie's going to help me remember that.
I will.
Yeah, 7 degrees of separation. You know, it used to be an old game you played with Kevin Bacon. Now it's something you try to tie Trump down with something.
Well, I'm going to post David Blackman's blog because he makes a direct correlation. The day the Mueller report came out, and he's shaking and tremoring and doesn't even seem to know where he is, guess what? Mass shooting. These shootings, which occur in California with all their gun laws, seem to be very conspicuously timed.
Mm-hmm.
And David Blackman has both feet on the ground. So check it out. Thanks for the call, Larry, and the idea. We appreciate it. Randall, we have about a minute.
I want to tell you something about the Trump thing. They done got to the point.
Randall?
Huh?
You there?
Sir? Yeah, I'm here.
You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. But they are letting everybody know, don't try this. You better not come here. They are going to press him. And then it's probably just going to go away. You won't hear about it in the news because they're just going to show you. If you don't got $1 billion in your own front team, don't come up here playing. And I'm going to tell you, Pence is one of them, Greg. You cannot trust that man. That man, he has the problem. And I'm going to tell you, I'm right quick, the reason that the news is like it is, all of them, is because, like, the CIA and the media. Read that book. It's by Carl Benston. And then there's one more called Endless Lines. And the people in the CIA own the newspaper. That's part of the gig. It'll make you cry. I mean, it will. But it will help you better change your grandkids' life. You know what I mean? You kind of see where they're coming from. And it's stupid, man. I love y'all, but they just trying to let you know, don't come back up here playing it. Trump can't stop this by himself. And all he is doing is slowing it down. And he barely is doing that.
He's playing defense. How can he play offense?
I believe he's conducting this orchestra. That's what I believe. Randall, thank you for the call. And as far as Mike Pence is concerned, Mike Pence was one of the first people in Congress to enthusiastically embrace the Tea Party. He is a very, very conservative man. Does he know the rule book in Washington? Absolutely, which makes Trump choosing him as VP all the more brilliant, because he needs somebody that he can ask, all right, so-and-so here, can they be trusted? He had to have somebody like that. He would not have won had the other half of the ticket been somebody.
Yeah.
Hillary is the one that picked the rotten VP candidate. She picked a real douchebag, a real
Kane.
Idiot. Kane.
Yeah.
Who always looked like he, you know who he looked like? In the 68 version of Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, he looked like Michael Pollard in that film. A little bit goofy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are. He looks like someone who would be visiting those websites that seem to be popular with Democrats.
Yeah.
Let's quickly get back to the traffic dungeon as things continue to unravel on the roads with rain. A lot of alliteration in that.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still busy everywhere. We got a couple of accidents on the Northern Boulevard out near Sunshine Village and Adams Motorsports. Chantilly Parkway heading up to I-85. That one's still working. Taylor Road is socked in from East Chase all the way back to Vaughn Road. I-85 and 65 are a slow go through the interchange. It is still backed up a little bit there. Up in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road, we've got an accident. But this is going to be for folks coming down Cobbs Ford wanting to get on I-65 southbound. All right, if you're headed home, it shouldn't be much of a problem. There are cops on the scene. It is backed up on Cobbs Ford Road, back up towards the golf trail. Just be careful out there this afternoon, folks. It is just ugly everywhere. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I rarely resist the chance to salute the Rocket Science of Homeowners Associations. In San Antonio, and I'm telling you right now, the reason they're like this, the liberals moved there and imposed their anti-religious zealotry on the citizens. A couple put up their Christmas decorations on November 1st because she's pregnant and the baby is due on Christmas Day. But the Homeowners Association wants it all down.
Like, it's too early to put up Christmas stuff.
I just found it, like, crazy. When is the right time to put it?
I just don't think there is an issue. I don't think there should be an issue. These are the holidays. This is what we do.
Oh, yeah, I was angry because there's a reason why we're doing it.
December 25th is the due date.
The Christmas spirit. We're not going to be forced by the HOA to take it down.
I hope there's a GoFundMe so they can sue the ass off their homeowners association. Screw off.
Me too.
It's private property. But that's what they do. They are the people that run those boards, the condo commandos, the HOAs. They are miserable sons of bitches, and they want everybody to follow their rules. I know somebody who lived in one of the ritzier parts of town.
The ritzier parts?
Who had about 18 inches of branch that just got blown off a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And were called by the Homeowners Association to remove it from their lawn.
Wow.
Unsightly. I don't want to name any names on that.
Well,
excuse me, I got to sneeze.
Shit legs.
Bless you.
550 Applied Security. What a great local company. 32 years of success in protecting homes and businesses around the river region. They can take over your existing monitoring for 30 a month. Plus, they bring this genius bit that I do every day with the Rocket Scientist.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jim. Seriously, they have all the technologies you need to protect your home, your business, commercial property, whatever it is you need, battened down and secured by the best. Call Applied Security at 279-8338. 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number 276. Hey, Scott.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
I can't keep up with all my streaming subscriptions. I'm on subscription overload.
Have you tried TV?
TV? What's that?
TV has tons of shows and live sporting events all within one subscription.
You mean I won't have a bunch of small bills that add up?
Nope. Plus, TV offers different kinds of programming on something called channels.
Oh, sounds interesting. But how will I watch Hulu?
Pretty much everything on Hulu is or was once on TV.
Grey's Anatomy was on TV? How old is that show?
And the best thing about TV is that you can watch it on your TV.
You convinced me. I'm signing up for TV today.
Then call your local cable provider on this thing called a phone.
A what?
People talk on it.
We have this technology in our studio, TV. And we are watching, without satellite, The Andy Griffith Show. Didn't have to, you can get it on the cable and stuff, but it's an actual over-the-air.
It doesn't incite riots.
No. No. So my Ring doorbell went off. I thought, wow, we're not expecting any packages. So I decided to see what's going on at the house. And it was Elizabeth, Gypsy Poodle.
Oh, that's right. She's coming today.
Yeah.
Get the boys.
So she was returning Fat Bottom Thing to the front door. My little golden moose. And that made me feel good I just love her and the way her idea has worked out. Elizabeth and Gypsy Poodle did the business break with us yesterday, and it's such a great story because her dad is a diehard listener, and when she was launching this idea and had her first mobile salon built, she was doing it part-time and working a full-time job. Now she's got three of those things.
The American dream is to find your passion and make a living at it.
Yes.
I just had confidence. I don't think it's a reflection on me. I think it's a reflection on our audience's willingness to support local businesses that offer great service.
I agree.
And I know you guys know that means everything to me. This is why I spend my money. I will never be a host that goes to a place. I'm not going to tell you, use Clark's and then to have somebody else out there. I would never do that. I could not do that in good conscience. I may be an idiot at times and a little bit temperamental at times, but I try very hard to be genuine.
I love our sponsors. And, that's one of the comments on those focus groups. They said, keep choosing good vendors because we believe what you say about them. And I'm so glad we vet people.
Yeah.
It's important.
I mean, I'm getting ready to, and I'm sure he's going to be able to do it. Fortunately, it's not an urgent situation, but I expect to have my sixth Jack Ingram signature used car by the end of the month. Because Tip this is how they do it. They it's not just me. Suppose you went in and it didn't quite work out on a particular model. This guy knows that business inside out. And in my case, said, hey, we've got some vehicles we're bringing in on the third and fourth weekends of the month. So why don't you wait till we get that inventory in? And that's very likely, you know,
that's
low mileage.
That's what you want.
Get another Rogue, one that I haven't messed up with my sloppy habits and everything. And it's just great. I feel so privileged to speak on everybody's behalf that is part of what we do here in the afternoon. We have one more visit with Skipper from the Traffic Dungeon. I understand you're staying with Rusty and David.
Yes. David asked me to stay, so I'm going to stay.
Brant McDonald is out of town. He'll be rejoining us soon. But just so you know, the market dropped 1 point today.
Oh, my God.
I know. As the Democrats love to tell you,
it's the end of the world.
Tomorrow morning.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then, on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have very heavy traffic this afternoon on I-65 and 85 at the interchange. No matter what direction you're going, it's a slow go through there. 65 northbound to Pratt.